Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Here's my little question for you. Are you a procrastinator? That's a nice big word. Are you a procrastinator? Do you put things off until tomorrow when you could do them today? Well, the title of today's lesson is Stop Procrastinating. We're continuing a conversation with Adam, the owner of Owl Media, and Brad, a recent hire. They're talking about getting a new carpet for the office, and I have a feeling it should have been done a long time ago. So again, the name of the lesson is Stop Procrastinating. Now, do you remember Nicole from our last lesson with Owl Media? I believe she will join this conversation as well. Open your magazine and let's begin.
Stop procrastinating. Conversation B.
I'll talk to Nicole. We'll take care of getting that new carpet right away.
And I don't care what it costs. Just get it done. Our office space should give people a good impression.
I'll take care of it right away.
Thank you. And from now on, please don't put things off.
I won't. I've learned my lesson. Hey, Nicole. Remember those quotes for a new carpet you got? Can you locate them fast?
Sure. I have them right here.
Great. Call them all and see who can install carpet tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 take care of 这个成语。Take care of something 在这里并不是指照顾某个对象，而是指处理或对付。例如 ，Josh told his wife he would take care of the bills. Josh 告诉太太他会负责付清这些账单。或者是 the boss's secretary takes care of all her personal affairs. 秘书处理这位老板所有的私人事务。继续我们看的是 install 这个动词 ，in 这个字首有进入的意思，所以 install 是指安装或设置。例如 ，the alarm system will be installed this afternoon. 警报系统今天下午会安装好。或者是 the software only takes seconds to install. 这个软体几秒钟就可以安装好了。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 installment. 例如 the manual for the machine listed the steps of the installment. 使用手册上列出了这部机器的安装步骤。
All right, so this is a good sign, I guess. Brad is going to talk to Nicole about getting a new carpet installed, and he's going to do that right away.
Oh, good. It's about time he does something right away, because as we learned yesterday, putting important things off or procrastinating is not the best way to get stuff done.
No, it's not. And Adam, the owner, says, I don't care what it costs, just get it done. Just do it, right? Our office space should give people a good impression.
Ooh.
Well, I do like that phrase. When you give someone a good impression, that means you do something that makes people think, hey, I like this. That's a good impression. Of course, a bad impression is when someone thinks the opposite. I don't like this.
That's right. And of course, you can get either a good or bad impression of people or, I mean, even just places that you go to. I remember going to this restaurant and the waiters and waitresses were not very friendly and the food wasn't very good. And guess what? It was very expensive. So obviously the restaurant didn't really give me a good impression. I didn't leave with a good impression of the restaurant.
Okay. You left with a bad impression of the restaurant. Well, friends, I think we all try to give others a good impression. But Rebecca, are there times when you really care about making a good impression or leaving a good impression with somebody?
Gabe, that- That's such a great question. I'm glad you asked. Cool. Well, of course, like, if you go in for a job interview, for example, mm-hmm. you definitely want to give a good impression. You want to show that you've done your homework, you know about the company, and you're a very confident person.
Okay, so friends, what about you? When do you really care about giving someone a good impression? I think when people go on a first date.
I knew you were going to say that. Uh-huh. I knew it.
I mean, yeah, you really want the other person to really like you. And sometimes we even try to hide our weaknesses and hide the things that are bad about us because we want to give a good impression. But I think it's just good to be honest in general.
That's right. And of course, here in our lesson, Adam said, our office space should give people a good impression. And Brad says, I'll take care of it right away. There's those two words again, right away, nice. Meaning that he's going to do it immediately.
Right now. Mm-hmm. We'll take a look at more of that phrase later on. But Adam says, thank you. And from now on, please don't put things off. From now on. This is a great phrase to use in conversations with somebody. That means from this point and onward into the future, do something differently. Okay, from now on, don't put things off.
Right. Now let's think of some example sentences. Ah, I've got one. Mm-hmm. From now on, Bible study will start at 6:30 instead of 7.
Hmm.
Oh, that's great. You have 30 extra minutes.
Well, from now on, it will end at 8 o'clock instead of 8:30. So it's actually the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Oh, Rebecca, from now on, don't call me Gabe. From now on, call me Mr. Harbor.
Mr. Harbor?
Oh, even better, Dr. Harbor.
Dr.
From now on,
Harbor?
Call me Dr. Harbor.
Okay, well, from now on, Dr. Harbor mm-hmm. will take the trash out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, man, from now on, I uh-huh. have to take the trash out.
So from now on, I can call you the garbage man.
Dr. the garbage man.
Oh, Dr. the garbage man.
Yes, although I'm not sure that's much better. Well, friends, think of some other ways to use this phrase, from now on. Now, Brad continues here. I won't. That means he won't put things off. I've learned my lesson. Rebecca, have you ever said that before? I've learned my lesson.
As a matter of fact, I have, Gabe.
Yeah?
Yes.
When do you say something like that?
Well, typically you say something like that when you've made a mistake, and then you learn from the mistake, so then you can say, I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, for example,
yeah.
it's important to try to talk to somebody about something important when they're in a good mood.
Oh.
I talked to somebody when they were in a bad mood, and they didn't want to listen to anything I had to say, so I've learned my lesson. I'm going to wait until they're in a good mood before I mention an important change.
Oh, well, that's a good lesson to learn. Or yeah. you could also say, well, let's say, for example, you're told to be somewhere at a certain time,
yeah.
and then you're running a little bit late, and you think, oh, it's okay. It's okay if I'm 5 or 10 minutes late. You show up, and they've already left. Yeah, you could say, I learned my lesson. Make sure you're on time.
All right, I've learned my lesson. Well, Brad walks over to Nicole's desk. Hey, Nicole, remember those quotes for the new carpet that you got? Can you locate them fast? For she's going to find them very quickly.
Sure, I have them right here.
Great. Well, call them all and see who can install carpet tomorrow. So they want to get the carpet installed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of this word, carpet, what does Steve and Ken have to say about this? Let's find out in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. What does carpet have to do with one of our all-time favorite sayings?
Well, the word carpet comes from the Latin verb carpo, which means to pluck. In ancient times, carpets were made from plucked wool.
It's been said that before the invention of cutting tools like shears, farmers used to pluck or pull the wool off of sheep, just as they might pluck the feathers off of a chicken.
That sounds pretty painful. Okay, carpo, too, is at the root of the English word excerpt, which is something that's been taken out or plucked out of something else.
Lastly, carpal is at the root of the popular Latin saying, carpe diem, which literally means pluck the day while it's ripe. In English, we translate it as seize the day.
Okay, since we're on the subject of carpets, let's mention a popular carpet idiom, sweep something under the carpet.
Now, people might literally do this when they're sweeping the floor to hide dirt. Figuratively, it means to hide or ignore something negative instead of dealing with it.
In the news, the CEO's attempt to sweep the scandal under the carpet led to his resignation.
我们曾经教过一个拉丁文的片语 carpe diem, 表示 seize the day, 把握今天，抓紧时机。这个片语其实跟 carpet, 地毯有关。Carpet 源自拉丁文的动词 carpo, 表示拔下，因为在早年地毯是由拔下的羊毛制成的。而 carpe diem 字面上的意思就是趁日子刚成熟的时候把它拔下或摘下，以免虚度光阴。另外可以来学一个跟 carpet 相关的惯用语， sweep something under the carpet, 把东西扫到地毯下。这句话是指试图隐藏或忽视一个问题而不去处理它。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次请关键。
Stop procrastinating, and we're about to get going with the rest of our lesson today, which is called Stop Procrastinating. Adam and Ben, or Brad, are talking about this carpet that needs to be installed at Owl Media. And Brad has been procrastinating. He has not yet called the carpet company to get it installed. He will take care of that as soon as possible. So he goes to talk to Nicole to maybe talk about calling the company. Let's see what happens next in the next part of our conversation.
Stop procrastinating.
Okay.
And can you email a memo to everyone?
You can give me the memo, but I can't email it right away.
Why not?
Well, our mail server is getting an upgrade right now.
That was supposed to have been done a month ago.
I know. I'm ashamed to say I put off making the arrangements with IT. So what is the memo about anyway?
I wanted to remind everyone not to procrastinate.
OK, 接下来我们看 upgrade 这个名词， up 是指往上的， grade 是指等级，所以 upgrade 是指升级或提升。例如 if you register, you can get a free upgrade to the latest version. 如果你加入会员，你就可以免费升级得到最新版本。 upgrade 也可以当动词，例如 Edward was upgraded from economy class to business class because the flight was overbooked. 因为航空公司重复定位，所以 Edward 从经济舱升等到商务舱。所以我们看的是 ashamed 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 shame, S-H-A-M-E, 羞耻这个名词。所以 ashamed 是指感到羞耻的，难为情的，或者是不好意思的。例如 Brandon was ashamed to admit he was the one who broke the vase. Brandon 不好意思承认就是他打破花瓶的。或者是 Melissa is ashamed of her humble background. Melissa 因为自己出身贫寒而感到羞耻。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's time to continue with this conversation between Brad and Nicole. And if you remember, Brad had told Nicole to call the different carpet companies, and Nicole responds by saying, okay. And how does Brad respond to her okay?
Well, he's not finished talking to her yet. No. He needs her to do something else. Can you email a memo to everyone? Memo. Well, memos from our word bank, and that is basically means it must be remembered that something. Okay, so a memo is sending out a message that must be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
But that reminds me of this phrase that you see here. Did you get the memo?
Ooh, that's a fun phrase.
Yeah. Did you get the memo, Rebecca?
Well, yes. I got the memo that we need to talk about this phrase. Did you get the memo?
Yeah.
And typically, this is a fun phrase that you can use when all of your friends know about something, and maybe you either do or do not know about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, everyone comes to work wearing blue, except one person. You could ask the person, didn't you get the memo? Or, did you get the memo?
Yeah, or you obviously didn't get the memo. It's kind of a joke because maybe nobody else planned to dress in the same things or wear the same color. They just happened to. So you could joke around with your friend who didn't wear that color and say, you missed the memo, or you obviously didn't get the memo. Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah, Gabe. Uh-huh.
You know, I see you got the memo to wear green today.
Well, I did, but you obviously didn't get the memo that we're wearing this shade of green.
Yeah, so our greens don't really look that good together. I got the memo that I was supposed to wear green, but it was a different color of green.
Yeah, yes. But you know, it is a fun phrase. Why don't you try using this phrase with your friends? Didn't you get the memo? Did you get the memo? Obviously, you did not get the memo.
All right. Well, Brad wants Nicole to send out a real memo to the people in their office. You can give me the memo, but I can't email it right away, she says. So we see that phrase again, right away. And you've seen this a couple of other times in our lesson. That means immediately or right now.
Right. This is the third time, I think, that we've seen this phrase in our lesson. So let's think of some examples as to how to use this phrase right away. Okay, let's see. Yes, can you please call your mom right away? Or can you please give this book to your sister right away?
Or if you are going to a restaurant in the United States and mm-hmm. you order something, the server might say, good. Coming up right away. That means they'll bring the food or the drink over as soon as possible. Right away.
Right away. It's a fun phrase. So why don't you create some of your own sentences using this phrase right away? So of course, Nicole said, you can give me the memo, but I can't email it right away. And Brad responds by saying, why not?
Well, that's because the server is getting an upgrade right now. Okay, so she can't really use the computer or at least the internet right now. Well, Brad says that was supposed to have been done a month ago. They were supposed to upgrade the server a month ago.
Nicole says, I know, I'm ashamed to say, I put off making the arrangements with IT. So, what is this memo anyway? Anyway, let's go back to this phrase. I'm something to say.
I'm ashamed to say,
yeah.
Nicole says. That means she's ashamed that she did something or that she didn't do something she was supposed to do. But of course, you can replace that word ashamed with other adjectives, right, that could describe you. I'm happy to say that we have a day off tomorrow. Or I'm proud to say that you did the best in that show.
Ooh, right. Those are great examples. So you could say, I'm ashamed to say that I actually broke another glass.
Oh no.
I know, it was really bad.
Oh, I'm ashamed to hear that, Rebecca. I'm ashamed to say that I know someone who broke the glass.
Oh, you do?
No, I'm just kidding, Rebecca. I'm not ashamed to know you.
Oh, yeah, right.
We all make mistakes.
Gabe, I didn't actually break a glass. I'm excited to say I really didn't break a glass.
Very nice, Rebecca.
Yes.
I'm excited to say something that was our quiet high five.
Yes, it was. Well, of course, Nicole is ashamed to say that she put off making the arrangements with IT.
Yeah, Rebecca. I'm sad to say.
What's wrong?
That we have no more time. But I'm excited to say that it's time for Sing
It Out.
Sing It Out.
Vince, good to see you again, as usual. I really don't want to do my homework. I think I'm just gonna put it off until tomorrow.
Hey, man.
You know
what that's called?
Hmm?
That's called procrastinating. And procrastinating is not a good thing.
Hey, Gabe. Yes?
Stop procrastinating and get to work. Stop procrastinating and get to work. I said stop procrastinating and get to work. I said stop procrastinating and get to work.
I know, Ben, I shouldn't procrastinate, but I just can't help, you know, just relaxing today and putting off until tomorrow what I need to do.
Oh, you know what? Putting off until tomorrow what you need to do, that's called putting it off.
Oh.
That's also procrastinating. Oh,
another way to say it is putting it off.
Yeah, so don't put things off, man.
Don't put things off.
Yeah, I said don't. Put things off and get to work. I said don't put things off and get to work. Yeah, don't put things off and get to work. I said don't put things off and get to work.
You know what though? That's a fun phrase, but there's something special about that word, procrastinate. Don't you just love saying it? Procrastinate. Now your turn.
No. Don't say that. Huh? Sing with me.
Huh?
Like this. Stop procrastinating and get to work. Stop
procrastinating
and get to work. I said stop procrastinating and get to work. Yeah, stop.
It's good to have some water every once in a while.
Why didn't Hubble have?
Procrastinating
and sing it out. Get to work.
All right.
Get to work.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
procrastinate.
Man, see, guys, I'm not gonna put anything
go
off
faster.
Anymore. Okay, so you got it, Rebecca.
I got it. Ready?
It goes like this.
Stop procrastinating. And get to work.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
I got it?
You got it.
Oh,
friends,
yeah.
It's time to stop procrastinating. But don't get to work. It's the end of our lesson.
Uh-huh.
Do make sure you come back next time for another lesson right here at
Studio Classroom.
That's
right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Stop.